That is somebody's colon.
No, that is not a colon.
No one poops like that.
That's the point, because it stays in there and never comes out. The average, what was it? The average, see, this is radio, so you can't see
that's
what we're looking at.
Intestines.
No, it's not. That's what was in their intestines. Look at that. How would you like to find that in your grilled cheese?
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Raghav Suri from the On Air with Raghav Suri podcast, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio with Scott Johnson.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show and Podcast. This is Scott Johnson, your host with the most, and I'm here as always with our fine panel, who we'll introduce in a moment, but first, just want to say thanks to all the feedback we received this week for show 51. Apparently you guys really liked that one. I don't know why, but our downloads are way higher on that one. Lots more feedback than usual. So whatever we did, we seem to hit the spot, and we'll try to continue to do that as we pump these things out every week. Like the mindless drones we are, or mindless. Gosh, I can't even start the show right. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is show number 52. It is, what's the stupid date? It's the 18th of October, 2005. And welcome to the show once again. That's the fourth time I've said that. Now, let's say you want to get a hold of us. Let's say you want to participate. Here's how you do it. Email us at myextralife@gmail.com or call the ever-present but sorely underused beef call line, which is 206-350-BEEF. If you have a cell phone, that's free. If you have a regular phone, get with the now. But we're happy to have another show and bring it to you here. We have in the studio with us Mark, who is here again. Mark, how's it going?
I'm riding on the coattails of your fame again.
Yay, yippity-skippity-doo. Okay, Mark is here. We're happy to have him. And, as always, we have our fine and venerable cast of retards and idiots. And,
and
cricket impersonators. We have with us Brian, Andrew, and Obsidian. Gentlemen, how are we?
Hey.
Start your engines.
What do you want, Scott? What do you want?
I want you guys to be here with me. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Why? You got Mark.
Yeah, you got Mark. Are you picking out wallpaper colors now?
Yes. Oh, you know
it's a lovely puce this week.
I wish my Mac wouldn't try to update OS X while I'm recording the show, but don't mind me.
Oh, it's like, yeah, that's
kind of annoying.
Crash
yeah,
fest.
Yeah, well, we wanted to know that.
Well, hey, check this out. Seriously, I didn't even talk to you guys about this whole lot, but we got just huge listenership on the last show and all kinds of crazy response. I'm not sure quite what to chalk it up to other than, I don't know,
it's
growing.
It's your phone. It's your carousel.
Yeah, yeah. It's because we had homophobic.
He should be a new character in the show.
We had homophobic in the title name, so people were searching for that.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Sometimes I think inflammatory titles get more people to do downloads. I don't know. We'll have to try that. So next one will
just
be
a bunch of angry listeners.
Yeah. Well, next one will be Obsidian has a vagina. No, I don't know what we'd say. That
no,
might get a few.
Well, no, I mean, come on, you know, we're men. We have manginas. You know, like
oh man, I love the technical words. Hey, well, let's jump right to some email. We got tons of feedback. I had to filter out a lot of your big long emails, people. So listen up when you send us an email. Shorten it up. My gosh. When it's like 5 pages to print, we are hosed.
Scott can't read that.
Yeah, it's too much, dude. I got a limit of like 500 words, characters, and I can't do any more than that.
He has 5 trees worth of paper sitting on his desk here.
Speaking of which, I got like 5 people who emailed me and said, we all seem to like the number 5 today. They all emailed me and said, and made fun of my problems with reading people's names. That was like the big issue of the week for some reason. Anyway, thanks
for
that.
How does that make you feel, Scott?
Bad. Deeply
Mark,
sorrowful.
Dr. Obsidian
Scott
Freud.
Needs a hug.
Do what?
Need a hug?
No hugs.
not until we turn the webcam on.
Dude, I just ate an omelet. You don't want to hug me.
Ugh.
Trust me.
Well, I mean, if he loves you, he won't care.
Oh. Is that how it goes?
We're all about the love.
Well, hey, you know what? Before I forget, I almost forgot. I am working on a way. I haven't, you know what? I'm not going to bring it up this show. Never mind. We may edit that part out. It's something I'm working on, but I don't want to bring it up because I haven't figured out an amount yet.
You didn't want to bring it up because I was on the show because he was
lazy,
working
dude.
On a way to kill me.
I'm too lazy. I'm not going back to edit anything out. All right, Martin Lee wanted to send us something. Thanks for the easy-to-say name, Martin.
It's probably Leibowitz or something like that. He just doesn't want you to try and read it.
Yeah, I cut out most of it. It says, Dear Scott and Company, I think it'd
Everybody
be really...
should be called John.
John Lee. What? What the crap are you talking about?
Just to make it easier on you.
He says, number one, I think it'd be really cool if you did some kind of mini-cast, look back on how the podcast has developed, maybe with archive samples. I'd really like to know how the group formed and when they first mentioned Dean Cain, et cetera, et cetera. That might be kind of fun, but...
Dude, that's four minutes into the show, and already Dean Cain's been mentioned. That screws up the whole show.
Well, the rest of the show's hosed. Obsidian, what were you going to say?
The truth is, Martin, I'll tell you the story. We didn't mention Dean Cain. Dean came to us. He entered our hearts.
In our minds and our souls. That's true. I actually don't remember the first reference.
It was totally beautiful.
What was it, and why did we say it? What was the big deal?
Well, I mean, come on. Dean Cain lives in all of us. He's in our souls.
Yeah, we heard
that
part.
That's what that lump is, huh?
Speaking of Dean Cain, this is on a sad note. His ex-girlfriend apparently tried to commit suicide last week.
She did?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
It was in the news.
Oh, Dean Cain's ex-girlfriend?
Well, no. I mean, come on. It's logical. It's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't live without him.
See, she can't
I might
have
to kill myself.
The one thing nobody realizes is Brian is actually Dean Cain.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, I just realized that joke I just made was totally mean.
A little bit, but only because we don't know him. That's what Homer said once. Homer Simpson said, it's funny because we don't know him. So we'll go with his advice on today's podcast. But anyway, that would be kind of fun to look back and figure out when that happened. I honestly don't remember when it first came up. So do you guys know?
Oh, and the story of how we met, that is hilarious.
Yeah. I don't think they'll ever find that hooker's body.
they gave that up years ago. I'll give him a hint. It's stuffed under a bed in one of the Vegas hotels. That's all we're going to say. I think I saw that in a movie, but I digress.
At least it stays in Las Vegas.
That was a Disney movie, I think.
Well, yeah, dude.
Yeah, because there's always hookers in hotels in Disney.
Okay, let's see. Oh, he says, number two, you should try and get Tycho and Gabe, or Tycho or Gabe, or Gabe or just Tycho at some point.
Well, you know, that would be pretty simple.
I would love that.
Just email them, you know, since they probably don't receive any email.
Yeah, they don't. I'm sure they don't have any fans. They're just sort of sitting around going, man, I wish we'd get some hits. Boy, things are really slow for those guys. No, but I'd love to have both them on. And it's been an idea in my head for a while. We just got to figure out how to get around their busy schedules. And, you know, maybe this whole Jack Thompson thing is a... What the crap was that?
Sorry.
Sorry.
That is Scott's omelet. Remember
no.
He just had an omelet?
No.
No, it was no, my... It was Mac my it was my crap, it was my I Mac think. Taking a crap. It was this program I use for instant messaging, and it makes stupid noises. But anyway,
I think we should have Jack Thompson on.
Oh, dude, you know how cool
Good
that would be.
Golly, Miss Molly.
If we could have him on and let him spew his retarded whatever, I shouldn't say
everyone,
that.
Everyone would download the show just to go listen. You know, we'll name the show Crazy Guy Rants, and we'll just. We'll just let him go off.
I may do
it. But you know what would be really cool? You know, we could talk to him like the teachers in Charlie Brown. So we go like, excuse me, Mr. Thompson. And he'd start just flaming at us. That would be awesome.
Well, he would just go, well, that's what's wrong with these gamers. Yeah, wah, 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 wah.
Okay. What was that you said, Obsidian? I missed it. No, the thing about the awesome part.
It would be awesome.
Go back to your bottle of bourbon over there.
Okay, I need to announce something.
Scott is giving Mark electroshock therapy.
No. Never mind. But what I was going to say is that Brian, we need to tell everybody what this is since we've done it once now. Brian noticed that we say the word awesome a lot.
Which is awesome.
On the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
And so we say it so many times that he's decided to buzz us every time we say it. So he's got a...
that is an awesome idea.
Like Pavlov's dog, I'm going to teach you.
Like we're monkeys in a lab.
Is she a monkey? But let me just say, I think that's a fine idea, and he's using that. What game is that? That board game?
That would be Taboo.
Taboo, yeah. That little Taboo buzzer you just want to break and huck against
the wall. Oh, that game's awesome.
It's the second...
I think Obsidian,
you know, where I go.
Obsidian,
you know,
is
what would
advantage.
Really be awesome? that Scott would sort of attach this whole thing to Mark's nipples. You know what?
Who says he already? He hasn't already done that.
That's awesome.
So, you know,
that is totally awesome.
See, my batteries are dying. Stop it.
They're already blowing the whole buzzer thing because we're saying it so much. You know, all right, the goal of the show.
I give this another 5 minutes.
The goal? 5 minutes. No.
It will all collapse in the most awesome way.
Yeah. We should all have a goal by the end of the show is see who is the only one who has not said it, because I guarantee there'll be one left standing. Everybody else will cave, and that guy will be me. So I'm not getting buzzed. So here
we go.
You've
already said it, though, Scott.
Starting now.
Scott, nope.
Is this
starting
the whole?
No. Starting now. Scott, this nobody whole... wants you to win. You're the boring one.
Thank you very much.
Why do you think he brought me in? He needed somebody more boring than him.
That's true.
Oh.
No, it's true. Now
I just had the most awesome idea.
Dude. Do we have more emails?
Yes, I'm going to read these. Gosh dang it. We got one from Francis Nutziata.
Nuts what?
Nutziata.
Nunziata. holy crap.
I thought he did
one.
That on purpose.
See, look. Nunziata.
Nunziata.
Nunziata, sorry.
Jeez. have Mark read them all.
Hey, wait, isn't there a... What's the secret organization that, like, keeps the Catholics... what's that called?
The Stonecutters.
NAMBLA.
No, dude. No, it's like the
Illuminati.
Thank you. Gosh, yeah. Dang it.
Illuminati.
I can't recall anything. Okay.
No, but you got to say you can't say it like you're some gringo. You got to go Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Dude, I am some Illuminati. Gringo. If there is oh my gosh.
Oh, what happened to your carousel?
That's not
phone?
A carousel anymore.
Hold on a second. I am not Aunt. She knows I do this time of day. Okay, it's
man,
now.
She's gonna get slapped again.
I am literally sitting on the phone. It cannot be heard. It's being muffled now. Okay,
you got to give her that pimp slap, man.
Pimp slap. Who? Oh, you know who it is. Because okay, anyway. Scott, Obsidian, Andrew, and Brian, I started listening since the VG Cats episode and have since caught myself up on the Extra Life comic and podcast.
Apparently she doesn't like me.
I wanted to point
read
out...
Read Commissioned. You know, there's another comic called Commissioned. It's really cool.
It's at commissionedcomic.com, correct?
Yes. How did you know?
I go there daily.
Commissionedcomic.com.
I wanted
good
to...
Good reading.
She says, he says, it's a... Is it a C? She or he? I think it might be a dude. Anyway, it says, I want to point out that Brian is not receiving enough recognition on the show. Obsidian
well,
Andrew.
I agree.
But here's where it breaks down. He says...
Is that the email you sent, Brian?
This is where it breaks down. Again. Listen to this. He says, Obsidian and Andrew is cool. You apparently are one.
That's just Andrew. That means I'm not cool.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Obsidian and Andrew is cool. And I guess the same can be said for Mr. Poop Fetish. That's me. But Brian needs more credit. Just wanted you to know. Thanks, Francis Nunzi Atati Titty. I can't
thank
it.
You.
Anyway.
Poop
write
Fetish
that down.
Johnson. You know what we should all do? We should all take, you know, the moment and appreciate Brian. Brian, I just wanted to say I think you're awesome.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
too.
Thank you. And
hooray.
May I mention...
Where's the background music for that?
I better put it in. I'll edit it in. But I'm too late.
You know, Brian, I would have to one-up that and say that you're astounding.
Astounding?
Oh, wow.
Don't have a buzzer big enough for that word. That's awesome.
That was more nifty.
There you go.
That was a mistake.
You lost, Scott.
I did.
Just
I lost.
Lost.
I've already lost. All right. Okay. So let's see who's left. Because seriously, this is a big challenge now. I'm screwed.
That's
but the rest
just
of
Andrew
you...
and Mark.
Oh. All right. Congratulations on 50 episodes. Well, 51 as I write this, and I look forward to hearing more. This is from James Buchan. He says, Buchan, Buchan, Buchan.
Jeez.
Buchan.
Buchan. Buchan.
You know what? I'm not sure either.
Buchan, I'd say. Anyway, he said, I did read that that one on the air. I'm very... if you read this on the air, I'd be very appreciative. Listening to your show has made me want to crack it. Want to do... Blah, want to take a crack at doing my own. Makes me want to do crack, is what he says.
You know, appreciation is shown with, you know, with numbers.
With money.
Money.
American
it's,
dollars.
It's, numbers followed by this S with a line that goes through it.
Not with Colombian pesos.
Huge bags of smack.
I figure if I ask someone who knows, they'll can tell me what to do. So he's wondering how to do a podcast. I'm going to tell you real briefly. Actually, no, I'm not. We'll tell him in an email. Thanks for that email.
You know, this is the second time today that you do that.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a little, yeah. I got so many of these, and we're so hung up on the freaking awesome buzzer that I'm
goes,
having to move
goes,
forward.
Oh, battery's getting weak, dudes.
Is it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be awesome if it ran out.
I mean,
gosh, dang.
So, Scott, you said that at the end of the show, who was going to be left?
I'm sorry. I was boastful,
Mr.
and I'm
Poopy
regretting
fetish,
it now.
Right? You said Mr. Poopy Fetish.
Mr. Poopy Fetish.
Yeah. You be quiet with your word, Poopy Fetish Man. Okay, Scott and crew, this is from Cathan. That's short.
Cathan?
Yeah, Cathan. That's the inventor of the catheter, and we're grateful for it. Love your
Was
love
that a joke?
No.
Was that a joke?
No.
Was that a joke?
No.
Should we laugh?
No.
You know,
no,
I've
no,
already
no.
told you, Scott, if you're going to border into my bad jokes, there's going to be legal action.
It must be, this must be contagious, dude. I can't stop. Love your show. Just started
wow,
listening.
That was humor.
Just started listening to a recent, to it
you
recently.
Start a webcomic.
And slowly became an obsession. Now I've lost my place. Gosh dang it.
Yeah. You know, you know an email is not going to go well when it has the word obsession written into it.
Oh, here it is. They said so they...
It's going to be like, Scott, you and me, we should be together.
Yeah. Catherine says she or he was hanging out with friends and made a Dean Cain reference, not one one that they thought was funny. That personal... This oh my gosh. Catherine thought the joke was funny, but everyone around her thought he or she was totally retarded and couldn't understand why it was funny. Oh, it is a guy because he says I got into a fight with my girlfriend and she said she was mad at me.
You know, that doesn't really, you know, that is discriminative, Scott. You know, it can be a girl.
I guess it could be.
Actually, I hope it's a girl.
The bottom line was the bottom line was Scott wouldn't say that to me. I can't even read that stupid thing.
You know what I love? I love how he gets like all exasperated, sort of gives up on the email.
I'm very exasperated.
You know, like, oh my god,
Sean Berg has something for Obsidian. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I got a feeling Scott cries a lot.
I'm shedding a tear
now.
Yeah,
Mark, hold him.
I'm holding him already.
Hold him, Mark.
I'm excreting.
I'm
something.
Here for support.
Oh,
Sean.
Oh.
Sean,
get it all over my pants.
Sean Berg. Hey, remember Sean Berg? He called it. Who's on me? Is there something on me? Hold on.
Sean Berg?
There's only one person in the room with you.
Maybe
yeah,
it is.
For the record, I'm across the desk, okay?
It's good to know.
I felt like something was...
Are back.
No, I felt like something was like a cat or something, and it's not. And I'm going through like the DTs today or something.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay, Sean Berg. He says, hi, all. Obsidian was talking about the Now Ninja Overcome the World project on his website, but hasn't said anything on the podcast. So I guess it would be interesting.
Yeah, that's because Scott won't let me.
You can talk all you want. It says, so I guess it would be interesting for him to talk about it on the show. Just an idea. Peace out, Sean Berg.
Ninjas are wicked cool, man.
So what? Tell us about that. What's Now all about?
Okay, I'll tell you what Now is all about. Now, yeah, I mean, as the reader said, stands for Ninja Overcome World. And what it is that on October 31st, all those who wish to, like, join me in conquering the world... As ninja, we are going to dress up as ninja for Halloween. Now, we have a website where you can sign up with your ninja name and your ninja power or weapon.
What's the address? Tell people the address.
Well, it's at commissionedcomic.com/now.
Okay.
And
who says D&D players
are
weird?
It's
I mean,
pretty
come
simple.
On.
Yeah.
What?
nothing at all.
Go ahead. Continue. We want to hear more about Now. Right now.
Oh.
Andrew,
oh.
Come on,
that's
Andrew.
Oh, wait,
give me some
wait,
pop.
Wait, wait. I get it.
You know, you're getting
I
close.
I get it. That's humor.
It's humor. So keep going. Wow. Tell us more about this thing. What's the deal? Why is it cool? Who cares? That's what we want to know.
Okay. First of all,
who cares?
Mean,
that's
why
we want
cool?
to know?
Yeah, tell
ninjas
us more.
Ninjas are cool.
Okay.
We're talking about
ninjas. Are wicked cool, man.
Yeah, they're wicked cool.
Wicked
exactly.
Cool.
I mean, they're like the coolest thing that ever existed, ninjas.
Yeah.
And, well, who wouldn't want to be a ninja? I mean,
dinosaurs.
No, of course dinosaurs want to be. Man, dinosaur ninja. That is so awesome.
There was a ninja clan with the raptors. You just weren't aware of it.
Dude, Obsidian, you're out. All right, so you know all about it. It's awesome. Go check it out. Dylan Heath says...
Okay, in a nutshell, it's this. On October 31st, dress up as a ninja, take pictures, send them to...
How can you take pictures of a ninja?
Yeah, please dress first before the pictures.
How do you take pictures of a ninja?
Well, you take pictures of yourself because you're the ninja.
Oh, but you can't get pictures of other ninjas because that's... impossible.
They're
right?
No,
in hiding.
Because that's impossible. You can't photograph a ninja.
I didn't know
that
was one of the
things. A ninja
is
just like a vampire.
Really? Except they don't drink blood. They're not the Walking Dead.
Besides all that.
Yeah, no accent. It's all that, Scott. Come on.
No accent. But yeah, so that's the whole thing. On October 31st, dress up like a ninja and we'll conquer the world. And
my son Nicholas, and I'll post photos of this. My son Nicholas got purchased for him specifically for Halloween a ninja costume.
Really?
To celebrate this event.
Even Mr. Poopy Fetish bought a ninja suit for his son.
Yeah,
and he looks great.
But you know what? Ever since he put it on, we don't know where he is. We can't find him.
How can you get a picture?
That's
humor again, isn't it?
I'm filling out the paperwork, Scott.
Is it? There's membership. Sweet. Okay, Dylan Heath, thank you for that on Now. That's great. Dylan Heath, I think your podcasts are some of the funniest things I've ever heard, maybe ever. Maybe you could devote a show to how to be funny. It would help me out a lot because I'm not funny at all.
You're asking the wrong person if you're asking Scott.
If you've been hearing the podcast today, you know you've asked the wrong person.
Isn't it ironic I read that one today? Because I am obviously off my... I'm channeling Andrew.
When is he on?
I'm smelling
He's
a...
He's not on me, all right?
I'm smelling. Hold on a minute.
Scott's gonna have a nervous breakdown on the air.
He's gonna burst a blood vessel. His face is purple right now.
Stay tuned.
I don't know why that was so funny. Smelling. Anyway, I'm smelling a Sharpie pen as I write down stuff here.
Oh, that explains it.
Exactly.
Maybe I am smelling it. I don't know what that means.
So yes. What are you Hello? And Mark what? Doing with that pen? Huh?
I'm writing down times for when we say certain things so I can make a mashup of next show, because those have proved popular. Luis Morales, or Luis.
Luis Morales.
Yeah, is that
there you
Luis,
go.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I totally second-guessed it.
He says it right, and then he guesses wrong.
I thought maybe it was Luis, so anyway.
It's Luis or Filiberto, one of the two.
This actually talks about the whole Colombia-Mexico problem I seem to have. He says, there are about 7 or 8 countries separating Mexico from Colombia. We speak different dialects, our cultures are different, and the country is about 3,000 or 4,000, not sure on the exact number, miles away. So you really can't say that Mexico and Colombia are the same.
Is that a Mexican getting upset about Colombia being included with it?
No.
Obsidian.
He's just saying what the difference is.
I think a ninja needs to attack that boy.
Yeah, send one of your ninja army.
Well, you know, we have the NOW organization has a lot of ninjas in Mexico.
Dude, you're talking like an infomercial over there.
Well, order now.
Because I'm trying out my voice.
How much does the audience has to pay?
Well, would you pay $19?
I'll tell you what the audience has to pay, Andrew.
Dude, you're the South American Ron Popeil is what you are. That's great. You probably don't know who that is. That's what's funnier.
No, I actually don't.
Oh, well, there you go.
He does a lot of action movies over here.
No, he didn't. He invented the...
He doesn't know.
No, hold on.
He invented the thing,
the Mr. Microphone.
The wheel.
The wheel, dude.
You're talking about the owner of Ronco?
Yeah, the guy that did the Mr. Microphone, and he did all those blenders and things.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Let's move on.
Mr. Microphone, is that like the name of your...
Dude!
Are we going to have to bleep that?
I'm going to bleep that one out. Bleep. I'm writing it down, getting high on the pen. All right.
While we're at it, we can just say awesome.
Man, that gives me colon pain. All right, listen.
Oh, man. We didn't need to know that, Mr. Poopy.
I am never going to finish this guy's email. He says, what do I know? It took me a while to grasp the concept that not all white guys come from Poland. Much love, Louis. Luis.
That's awesome.
All right, we got two more.
So he's got a problem with Colombians and Polish people, too.
Dude, who said awesome? That was Brian.
No, that wasn't me. That was Drew.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
That was Andrew.
Oh,
that
was me. Oh, I blew it.
You know, I am the only one left.
A new champion.
Mark's the only one left.
There we go.
But he still has to make it.
Significant other.
No, he's
Mark.
He still has to make it to the end of the show. Don't count on it yet. Actually, he doesn't say awesome much, so we're probably screwed.
That'd
He's
be so
win.
Awesome if I could.
Oh, dude, show. He did it already. He's out.
He did it. We all lose.
Sweet, you know, throw that buzzer away.
It's like a loser show. Yeah.
It is a loser show. Okay, Van Winkle, that's a great name, sent this
his
quick
first
note.
Name's Rip. Rip.
I thought his name was Vanilla Ice. Isn't that his name?
Hey, who's channeling Andrew now is my question.
I'm suing everybody.
Yeah. Defamation. Or no, something
no,
else.
We're actually bringing up the...
I'm still pretty funny.
Yeah, you're still funny, dude. Hang on to it with dear life. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. All right. At the end of show 51, Obsidian asked about the origin of the phrase shoe-in. This is great. This is very educational.
Yeah.
So listen to this. This is typically misspelled as shoe-in, like the shoe-in, but regardless, comes from racing horses. A racehorse so fast that it can merely shoe it across the finish line rather than having to urge it on with stronger measures is a shoe-in.
That's awesome.
An easy winner.
That is excellent. Yeah. That is awesome.
Because after the last show, me and Brian were like scouring the net trying to find... like where that phrase came from.
Well, he goes on to say, and the flatulence clip at the end of the show was, well, it was just wrong. You guys are doing great. Keep it up.
You
Devin
know,
in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
No, no, no,
for some
no,
reason,
no,
I thought he was going to say, well, it was just awesome.
No, I think, what I think is that I think you're uncomfortable with your body and yourself.
It's another infomercial.
Dude, what are you smoking tonight?
Yeah, it's like 3 a.m. I'm
oh
watching
my
TV.
Gosh.
I'm up, I'm watching TV, and up comes Obsidian selling me his freaking ninjas and his colon ball.
I just got done.
I got to ask you, Scott, would you buy from me?
Yes. I feel completely comfortable with it. Would I pay $19.95? Of course.
Just to help out with I just got done registering my ninja.
Oh, way to go.
Cool, I got to activate your account then.
All right, shut up now. Dobsky, to me. This comes from Dobsky.
Dobsky?
You know how we said we would always play anyone's email even if they hated the show?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. Dobsky says...
Uh-oh. He hates the show?
Listen,
he hates the show?
Listen to this. He says, just listened to your podcast for the first time, and I utterly hated it.
All right.
That's the whole message. Can you believe that?
That's it? That's the whole email?
That's the it.
That's all you got to say, Dobsky?
I was supposed to improve.
Come on. I mean, no, really. Come on. We got a guy with a poop fetish that can't read. We got his apparently boyfriend stuck in the attic with him. I mean, he's stuck there in the attic with him.
Yeah, that's where he's up
we
here
got,
in the attic.
We got a guy that's practically mute with a buzzer.
and
we got Andrew who laughs, and they can hear him. I can hear him over here.
See,
well, you should. You got headphones
without
on.
Skype.
No, he means without Skype is what he's saying.
Yeah, I can hear him without Skype. I mean, we don't got to talk much about Andrew. And of course, there's me. Yeah, I'm pretty much okay. Yeah,
see, Obsidian, I'm not linked with Scott. I'm just using him to get to you.
Okay. The truth comes out.
My wife came in. Perfect time for a break.
Scott's the ugly chick.
Okay. I cut him off right after that. Hey, everybody. This is going to be a break time for us. We'll come back, and here in a minute, we're going to talk movies, going to talk games, going to talk some other stuff that we think is important for the Extra Life Radio audience. So come right back, won't you?
This is Rick Dosty from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. And whenever I need a laugh to get milk to come out my nose, or just want to learn about the latest in video games and other geekery, I tune into Scott Johnson and crew at Extra Life Radio.
And welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the Extra Life Radio Show. We were just discussing various things, but we're not going to talk about those anymore. It's on to...
Okay, we know we're not married.
My wife is right here.
Shut up, Brian.
She's going to... Are you sitting in? There, are you sitting in?
Yes, I am.
You are sitting in?
Sure.
You can just hang around the rest
Ooh,
of the show.
Hey, that's awesome.
Okay. So I want to give a message to
Brian,
Mark.
Dude.
I want to give a message to Scott's wife. Hey, Mark.
Are you saying I'm his wife?
What? Aren't you there? Aren't you there? Come on. Dude.
That was awesome.
Dude, Obsidian came into Obsidian came into tonight's show, and the first thing he said to us was how tired he was. I'm so tired. And I'm thinking, he'll be just like a deadhead during today's show. But it turns out he's a real firebrand.
Firebrand?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the whole bald thing. You know, bald people... We rock.
You see, rock. this is another reason why, you know, you and I need to get together, because I'm bald too, you know.
Yes.
Hey,
we
listen.
We belong together.
Yes, we do.
You bald people.
Scott, come with me.
Yeah. He's not bald like you are. You're like...
Do you have a cage up in your little shack there in Columbia?
Does he have a what?
I can build one.
A cage.
I can build one.
I can build it.
You know,
all right.
And I can speak to you in my infomercial voice.
All right.
Hey, have we decided that Serenity's dead? Yeah. Is it done? I don't mean dead from a fan perspective, but is it out? I mean, it's down and out. We're done. Is it like we're not going to get sequels because it did so crappy or what?
Are we on the movie segment?
Serenity?
Yeah, this is my segue.
I'm hoping that maybe they'll be direct to DVD, or maybe since Sci-Fi is showing the episodes, maybe Sci-Fi will give them money to make like a 2-hour mini series or something
Sci-fi
like that.
Sci-Fi has money?
Yeah. They do good, man.
Yeah, they do good. No matter how bad.
Yeah. But if they
it's like pizza and sex.
It's not because they show It's not because they show the movie Mosquito 4 times a day. That's not why they're doing well.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, it sucks. It's like the worst thing ever made.
What did you expect? What was you going and expecting there?
Scott was like, man, I thought this was going to be the next Star Wars.
It was Sucky McSuck. It sucked more than anything should suck. So listen up. You guys, we'll get off the Serenity thing because we've beaten it to death, but I'm just kind of sad about it. It'd be cool if they started the series back up, but I doubt that'll happen.
You know what would be cool, too? You know, if we got it here in Columbia.
Yeah. You
and
you know what? And if we got the
cool.
Hitchhiker's Guide... It would also be cool.
Yeah. Maybe one day. I'll send you a DVD. BitTorrent, baby.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is your wife still there next to you?
She left. She's not here. She's had it.
Leave, man? She had a cool voice.
I'll tell you why she left. Because she can't stand us talking in here but not hearing what you guys are saying. She has no idea that you guys are saying
anything. See, I was going to...
You're selfish that way, huh?
Yes.
I was going to ask her what it's like living with Scott.
You should sometime.
I think the listeners would like to know.
You'd be surprised what a saint this woman is.
I tell you basically what it is for her. She rolls her eyes constantly.
Yeah. She just kind of ho hums.
Quite a skill.
Like, yeah. Whatever.
Hey, so we know about this Halo movie. Somebody sent me an email. Says this is from Ned Lessening. The important stuff. I'm quite
Ned
sure.
What? Read it again.
He says Ned Lessening.
No, his name.
Lessening.
That is so easy, man.
I can't even say.
I mean,
Mark.
Mixed up.
Hold on, Mark can't even read that one. I don't know. It's really hard to read. But anyway,
people spell your names phonetically, please.
Some of them have been. Maybe he did, and I didn't look at it.
Shakespeare or something.
Yeah, phonetics a real fancy word.
I mean, why is Mark the standard of being able to read?
What the crap are you talking about?
I'm leaving.
Dude, he's not tired. He's full of some, like, Colombian jungle juice.
He's hosed up.
Hey, Publix sells that now, Colombian jungle juice.
Wait a minute. Andrew's getting funnier and we're not. What's going on? This is like Freaky Friday, dude.
Oh, it's Bizarro World.
Bizarro World, exactly. It's like Spock's got a goatee and we don't know where the real one is. Enrico will enjoy that comment. Hold on. Okay, I had to fix another thing there. Okay, so anyway, he's talking about the Halo movie, about Peter Jackson doing production and all that. This guy wants...
Yeah, and he's going to be Master Chief, too. He's going to...
Yeah, right,
you know,
dude.
He's actually going to act as Master Chief.
They're going to load him up in a Master Chief outfit, and they don't have one big enough, dude. He's a big fat guy. There's no way that happens.
Actually, he's not anymore.
Well, that, you know...
Nick needs something.
Anymore.
Hang on, Nick needs something. What about... We're going to watch it soon. He's dying to see Batman, which I picked up today. Special edition.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
Yeah. Totally cool. Dude.
Sorry.
Way to go. Next time he's going to start buzzing us for saying dude. That would really be bad for me.
Oh, well, I never say dude.
Because you sound gay when you say dude. I never say dude. Anyway.
Yeah, you just said dude. Dude.
Dude, now
the dude abides.
Dude.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about the Halo movie. That's stupid. Who cares? That thing's okay, either going to.
There's one that's not going to send an email anymore.
No, I
you
mean,
know,
the,
I got a bad feeling that it's going to turn out bad. We don't normally have a good track record with video games becoming movies.
Yeah, but everybody thinks because Peter Jackson's involved.
I like that article I read on ExtraLife.com. ExtraLife.com.
My Extra Life. Don't go to ExtraLife.com. It's a toner company.
Yeah. Go, oh, yeah, right.
It's MyExtraLife.com.
Wait, I'll do my information. MyExtraLife.com.
Thank you. That's correct.
Scott's poopy fetish. And, well, I like the article I read at MyExtraLife.com.
Yeah, we got that part.
How the Doom movie was actually pretty good.
Yeah, IGN liked it.
The trailers look really good.
Yeah, IGN liked it, so maybe that'll be okay. I don't know. It looks
comes out this Friday.
Yeah, we'll find out. Andrew, you're required to go and let us know.
I will be going to see it on Friday, and I'll bring a bucket in case it's bad.
Okay, sweet. That'll be great.
Take a buzzer. You know what? That would be really cool. You take a buzzer.
Every time they
every
say
time
awesome
the
in the
Rock
movie,
does
you buzz
something
them?
Like really lame, you buzz.
Dude, you just hold down the buzzer. Take extra batteries, dude, because that's what you'll be doing. Okay, listen to this. This comes from Ken Allred, Mark's boss.
My fat boss.
His fat boss. My brother-in-law.
Wait a minute. His last awesome. Name is Allred?
Yeah, he's Allred. And I didn't have any trouble reading that because I'm related.
That's awesome. His name is Allred.
Come on.
Dude, you're killing us.
His name is Allred. What is it? You know, it's not like, are you red down there? No, he's all.
You know, you really should look at controlling your sugar intake. That's all I want to tell you.
He's hopped up on something. That's for sure.
Oh, man. All right, Dean Kane Lovin, he says. This is the subject, all right? He says, dear king of dorks and the goofs you hang around with. He says, I'm not fat. The end. Okay, not quite the end. I've listened to you guys bash Dean Kane repeatedly, and it's getting a little old. I get the humor aspect of trying to mention his name in each podcast, but why do you guys bash him so much? If money is the yardstick by which you measure someone's career success, then he pretty much owns each one of you guys probably 100 times over. In recognition if recognition is the yardstick by which you measure someone's career success, then the same formula applies. Pwned.
Pwned.
You don't pronounce the piece.
I wanted to. If quality is the yardstick by which you measure someone's success, then he has certainly done some films that aren't so great and are downright crappy, but he's done some things that are pretty cool as well. Invasion is turning out to be quite a good show. He thinks he's in Invasion.
He's not in Invasion.
He's not on that show.
But you know what he was in? You know what he was in that absolutely rocked?
And future
sport. The sport from the future.
Dude. Well, I can see how maybe he got that screwed up because the main character in Invasion does kind of look like Dean Cain, but the fact that he went off on us and then mentions that he's in Invasion makes him go, wah-ha.
Yeah. Okay, it keeps on. Here,
so
wait a minute. There's more, there's more.
Well, oh, okay. He's all red, right?
Yeah, he's all red.
He's all red.
He goes on to say, if you measure your work and the work of the three comic musketeers, you guys fall into the same category. Some good comics and some not so good. Oh, that sticks you right in the craw.
Ouch.
My view is different than yours because I took a look at... Because I look at what it took for him, Dean Cain, to get where he is today. He's taken more risks, worked harder, and sacrificed more than any of us ever will know. He's even in shows that I think he's in that he's not. He didn't say that part. I think that deserves some respect and an admiration, even if you don't like him or his work. Do you guys have what it takes to achieve similar success? Would you guys be willing to take the same risks and work as hard as he has? Probably not, considering he's roughly the same age as you. Okay. The truth is, I'm a little fat.
First of all, Dean Cain is not the same age as me. I'm sorry, man.
He's older than
I am not as old as these fogies.
Dude, he's 38. I'm not 38.
I'm 26.
Yeah, but I'm
12.
The biggest thing that worries me is our company's going downhill because he spent all day writing that email and didn't do anything.
Yeah, no.
I got several things to say. Now, first of all, if you want to speak about bashing, you got to watch Future Sport because that's pretty much all they do in that movie. They bash people. Because
Dude.
That's what you do as part of the future. You bash people.
McFingal and Wiener, whoever produced that movie, owe you a check because the way you talk about Future Sport, you'd swear it's like the greatest movie ever made.
Man, it's got Wesley Snipes. What else can you want? It's got Wesley Snipes in it. Yeah. Okay, now, second, I refuse to receive any sort of comment for a man from a man named Ken. And especially if his name is not only Ken, but all red.
Yeah, yeah.
Ken, I'm gonna make an early prediction.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I was just reading something, movie news on the net, and I have a prediction that this movie will be one of the worst movies ever made. I have a feeling it'll come close to Ishtar's in badness.
I forgot what we were talking about. What movie were we talking
what
about?
Movie? Well, yeah, well, what movie?
Beginning next year, they're going to start filming it. It's going to be written and directed by Sylvester Stallone. It's a new Rocky movie.
Rocky 6.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but wait a minute. Didn't Rocky write the first Rocky movie? I mean, I'm sorry, Stallone. Didn't he write the first one?
I don't think Stallone can write.
No, he did. He wrote the first two, actually.
He's written all of them. No, he wrote all of them.
He wrote them all?
He wrote them all.
Oh, well, he lost his touch by five is what I'm
well,
guessing.
Well, he ran out of material. But, Rocky's
well,
like 70
now. Well,
he lost
his touch by a certain, you know, he lost his touch for everything. But he wrote the first Rocky movie.
Dude. Let me tell you something about Rocky 3. That's a fine film.
It is.
Because you know
yes,
why?
It is.
It's got Mr.
Is
freaking
the one with
T.
The Russian
it.
Guy?
No, it's got Mr. T. Russian guy's 5.
Oh, I thought
no,
Rocky 3 was the one where he fights the Martians.
Dude, that's what he wanted.
You know,
the one with the blonde Russian guy?
4.
That's 4. But you know yeah. what? You know who dies in this one or who is dead? His wife. Talia Shire is dead.
She is?
Yeah, huh. That's what's going
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, he gets liquored up and punches her.
Yeah. Those silly fighters.
Oh, man. Hold on. Nick? Not yet, buddy. I got to finish my radio show, remember? Really soon, I promise.
The kids are trying to get out of the cage again.
Okay, go back downstairs and wait for me. Save me a place.
Back in the cage.
Stay in your place.
For the horde.
For the horde.
For the horde, buddy. Oh, by the way, I had someone email me and say, enough talk about World of Boarcraft. And I say to him, yeah. Eat my shorts. Okay, Hagen.
Oh, man, you're so original, man. You actually did sound like Bart Simpson.
Do you get Bart Simpson down there?
Yeah, we get Bart Simpson down here.
I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Yeah. I mean, come on,
I mean,
man. It's Columbia, not
what,
Canada.
In like 89. I don't know if it made it down there yet.
Hey, Hagen. Hagen. Hugen. Hargan?
Go ahead.
Monkey? What?
Is she a monkey?
No, Brian, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, I was going to say, I was reading something the other day, and it was about The Simpsons, and they were, I guess they were broadcasting it somewhere in the Middle East. What the crap was that article about? Anybody remember reading something about that?
No.
And they've totally changed it. They've totally changed everything
no,
about
I,
the...
I once read something about flowers, but...
What seriously. Are you smoking
well,
tonight?
Never mind. What I had to say is totally relevant since I can't remember. I can't remember the news article, so forget it.
He's been
let's move on.
All night.
Dude, Brian, we need to give you this a whole segment about news and let you just go with it because that was awesome. That was great. All right, we have a Swedish. Ow. We have a. Oh, yeah, the buzzer. I almost forgot. That was incredible. There, thank you. Got one from Hagen.
Scrumptious. You know, I really like that word.
Hagen.
Scrumptious. Everybody say it with me. Say it with me.
No one's saying it with you. Gosh dang it. You're stoned. He's on freaking speed.
Say it with me.
All right. Scrumptious.
Thank you.
Jeez. That was worth it. Okay, Hagen. Hagen. He's from Sweden. He says, short letter, got it. Oh, short letter, got it. Anyway. He's trying to say, yeah, I'm going to do a short letter. He wants to know how we feel about Lost. Let's just quickly broach the this week's episode. The whole Everyone Hates Hugo episode.
The show's awesome.
I loved it. I thought it was good. Great.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm so hooked on that show.
I guess that's all we need to say.
You know, I wish I could watch it.
It's really good, dude. Really, really good stuff. And by the way, I bought the $1.99 version off of the new iTunes video store because I missed most of the first part of it the night it aired. And that was cool. I got nice full screen video of the thing for $1.99.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to try it anyway, so it turned out okay. And it was legal.
By the time Obsidian gets that show down there, it'll be called We've Been Found.
And on that note.
Oh, that we know and love?
Dude, what? I missed that whole thing.
He said there's the humor we know and love.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Okay, go Flanick. I mean, sorry, Joe Flanick. Go Flanick.
Yeah, you're just trying to mess him up.
For the horde. No, I screwed up that one.
Oh, Bullwook.
Dude, I love I love the Horde. But anyway, we won't talk about that. He says, hey, in Star Trek Next Generation, dude. I am cutting off your allowance. In Star Trek, I sound like my parents. In Star Trek, The Next Generation, Reginald Barclay, I can't even say his name right, had a bigger role than just being the holodeck pervert. He was responsible for Barclay's disease, which caused species to de-evolve. You guys remember that?
I remember that. That was cool, man.
That's
the episode where everyone turned into, like, animals.
Yeah, whatever their evolutionary predecessor was, and the Klingon dude, Worf, turned into, like, some crazy thing that was trying to kill everybody.
I thought everyone turned into animals, but Worf turned into a human.
No.
He wasn't trying to clear everybody. He was after
one of the girls.
He was basically in heat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, didn't.
Now we have Worf and Heat. We had Spock and Heat last week.
Well, wait a minute. Why was Barclay a spider? Because he was all spidery. Is that to suggest we evolved from spiders? Is that the whole deal there?
No, it's because maybe he had like scabies or something.
Scabies? What is scabies?
Scabies is like these little tiny bugs that get on your skin and lay eggs in your brain and.
Dude. Bring on the scabies. That's great.
Anyway, sounds scrumptious.
It says, the only reason I remember this is because in the episode about the disease, Commander Riker turned into this hairy monkey man. Hilarity ensued. That was from Joe Flanick. Thank you, Joe. And
so basically, the guy who played Riker just took his shirt off for the episode.
Yes. Now, let's move to our favorite part of the show, at least my favorite part of the show, and that is
Dancing Giraffes.
No, the crappy movie of the week.
Woo!
The strung out
man,
drug.
We've only done that for like one show. How can that be your favorite?
It's already my favorite. It really is. So listen.
So
to
you
this.
Basically hate the rest of the show?
No. But listen, I got this cool thing. It's called this new movie is called The Wraith. Okay, it came out in 1986. Let's play a clip. Here's clip number one.
This gang thing was okay when we had the edge, but now that there's that wraith out there that killed Augie.
A what out there, man?
A wraith, man. A ghost. An evil spirit, and it ain't cool.
Okay. Okay, that was one. Here's clip number two, which tells you really that things are starting to suck.
Hey!
Yeah?
Who is that guy?
I don't know. But whoever he was, he's weird and pissed off.
All right. So, that guy...
That was a great movie. Now, I can't believe you said that movie sucks.
Now, hold on. Let's listen to the plot summary. The plot summary for The Wraith, 1986. A small desert town has been harassed for months by a gang of drag racers. But so far, you know, no one...
Wait a minute. Is a gang of drag racers like a bunch of racers that dress in women's...
No, gosh dang it.
Now O is channeling Andrew.
Oh, my heck. That was actually pretty funny.
Why is it all my fault?
It's all your fault, dude. You've given us your disease.
We all wish we were you.
We got Wachowski Gizm or whatever it is. I guess
Wachowski Gizm?
No, his last name is like
he pronounced it wrong.
How do drag racers bother a town? I mean,
yeah. How small is your town that drag racers are harassing you?
How many Top Fuel money cars do you see? Oh, I can't. I'm turning into you, Scott.
Top Fuel money cars? Oh, funny cars.
Okay. You guys can have your little romantic moment later. Come on.
Yeah.
We're trying to get you involved.
It says no one has stopped them or no one's been able to do anything. So apparently the town is
at
bay
here. Who wants
to
stop a drag racer? They're racers.
And they're in drag. One day, listen to this. This is the best part. One day, a ghostly black, hold on. A ghostly black car shows up. Say that 50 times fast. Challenging members of the group to race, then killing them one by one. All right,
yeah, he's pissed off.
I don't think black like race black. I don't think that's what they mean. Like he's
no,
not,
it is.
It's not a black dude.
It's the African.
No, it's a.
Car.
It's
80s. It was the '80s. You know, racism was okay in the 80s.
It was all right then.
It was a. It's a black car.
I don't remember that.
Did you see the movie, Scott? Or are you just
no. I have not seen this movie. I haven't seen it. No, I
the movie actually is not that bad. It's actually pretty good.
Well, it says he then kills the people one by one. Neither the gang nor the police can catch the car or its driver, who is played by Charlie Sheen of all people. But some investigating into the gang's past may reveal just who is behind it all.
Dean Cain.
Yeah, Dean Cain is behind it all. So anyway, moments to watch for.
He was young then.
Let's see. Yeah.
The word is
Wow, Scott, you know, you sound really smart.
All right,
I'm waiting for Scott to go die.
But that's the crappy movie of the week. I think that's good times. So I hope everybody runs right out and rents.
So this is your favorite segment, you know, for real?
It is my favorite segment. It still is my favorite segment. Okay, we're almost.
I thought I was your favorite part of the show.
Well, typically that's true, but today you actually have eaten up about, oh, I don't know, 3/4 of our time. It's almost our hour mark. But quickly, before we go, we don't want to go yet. I have some things. We still have a few minutes.
We don't want to know about your things.
We have about 5 minutes. Let's see.
We have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see if we can rip through this. I wanted to bring this up. Obsidian.
Yes.
This is for you. This is from Jason.
Thank you.
That's an easy name to do. Jason. Or is it Jason? Just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
He's really reaching.
Someone hold Scott down.
Says, Obsidian, you complain a lot about you not being able to get video games because you're from Colombia. I've noticed that you tend to make this complaint while talking to several people who could easily buy them for you and send them in exchange for money. Here's a thought. I wonder if it just not had occurred to you, so why don't you do that, he says.
Well, because what would I complain about then?
I knew it.
You could complain about the raptors that try to attack you at night.
I knew it. It was just so you could complain. I had it all along. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm material, man. It's material.
Got another one for Obsidian. We want to hear more Obsidian. He always seems to have the lowest actual volume of all the hosts, but he is by far the best.
You got a lot of them this time.
Jeez.
Well, thank you.
Jeez.
Now I must love. Love.
Now I must destroy him.
He also wants to know if you've heard of the pen and paper role-playing game called the Serenity Pen.
What?
I've never heard of that.
The Serenity Pen?
Oh, no, no. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Serenity Pen and Paper role-playing game. So it's sorry.
Scott has now taken pieces of sentences apart.
Serenity Pen! Serenity Pen!
Now for
1995. Anyway, he's from San Luis Obispo, California. Anyway, he wants to know if you've ever heard of the Serenity Pen and Paper game. I had no idea they were doing something like that. So is that for real?
I don't know. I didn't know they were doing a pen and paper game either.
I don't know because you were lagging, so I didn't hear anything.
All right, fair enough. Jeebus says,
Jeebus.
Jeebus. Dear Scott, I love your podcast, and I've been really into it since the VG Cats show, blah, 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 blah. He wants to know.
Apparently all the listeners came from the VG Cats show.
Yeah, a lot of people did, actually. We got a lot of fans that way. And
then we should say, VG Cats rule.
Yeah, and we're grateful for
John. Cats is awesome.
Scott's Rhyme Sumer's following, because here they all come, and we're grateful for any new listeners we get. He wants to know the future of gaming consoles, if it's all going to be about graphics and nothing else. What do you guys think about this new generation?
I got a feeling that it is. It's going more towards looks and less towards length of game or quality of game.
Yeah, but do you think Nintendo's going to try to fight that trend? Are they going to go the opposite way this time?
I think they are, because they normally always do.
Yeah. I mean, the word on the street is the machine's as powerful as an Xbox 360, the revolution is.
Yeah, I read that too. Where supposedly someone posted the guts in the revolution, and it pretty much dead on matches all the stuff that's inside an Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, Scott, this comes up a lot with what I actually spoke with you about last week. Was wondering
in
whether
bed.
Or not. We, you know, dude. I'm going home.
Oh, man.
But, with gaming companies getting bigger and bigger and having these massive budgets, I wonder if we'll see kind of an upswelling of independent game makers who are trying have good gameplay but aren't, you know, the
I'm
graphics
hoping.
Are all secondary.
Yeah, I hope too.
Because you see it in the movie industry where, you know, movies, you know, the studios start sucking with what they're putting out, but suddenly you see a good upswelling of independent movies where they're really character-driven, they're really plot-driven. And I'm wondering if we will see the same thing with games.
Oh, Scott, you got to mention that one indie film that's on the forums.
Oh, that was cool.
Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that in the film segment, and I forgot about it. There's something called, a movie called
525-77.
It's a date. It's the date Star Wars came out. And the independent film is basically, from what I can tell, it's about some kid in the 70s who likes to make movies, some high school age dude. And he's making movies based on all his favorite stuff, like Jaws and Close Encounters and what else was in there? Other stuff. Oh, Space or 2001, that kind of stuff.
The kid
he's so eloquent.
The kid is the he was the main kid in the TV show Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, that's that kid.
That's him grown up now.
Oh, he looks so familiar, dude. The one with the long hair in that show.
Yep.
Oh, he's perfect for the 70s stuff because he still looks that
part. They grow up so fast.
Yes, they do. But that's totally worth checking out that thing on the site. Go check it out. Search for that date. It looks like Star Wars has a big role in this and kind of how the effect it had on people when it came out, that kind of stuff. It looks like a geek movie come true. So check it out, won't you?
Oh, and I wanted real quick to mention, I talked to you about it. I wanted to mention another show. One of the many shows that Fox seems to drop the ball on and cancels. I picked it up on one of the torrents. It's a show that it ran for 4 episodes, got canceled, but they filmed all 13 episodes. It was a show called Wonderfalls.
Oh, yeah. Wonderfalls. It's lots of good. People love that.
Yeah. It's like I've watched 5 episodes so far, and it's a friggin' hilarious show. And I can't believe, you know, although I'm not shocked, that Fox canceled it.
Yeah, Fox never cancels good stuff.
Hey, you wanna hear something pretty interesting?
Yeah.
Does it involve
chickens? We not only get that show here, but we got a whole season of it.
Really?
Of Wonderfalls? Wow.
Yeah.
Brian, did you say, does it
give us
chickens?
What you don't want?
I think that was Andrew. But
you got hand-me-downs.
Listen, Fox is famous for being crappy about really quality stuff. They still have a noose around that show with the guy.
And the thing?
Wait a minute.
That show with the guy?
Arrested Development, which is such a funny show, and they're totally like hanging that out to dry a little bit, and they continue to try to sort of go, well, we're going to cancel
it. Did that win like a bunch of
awards? Yeah, that's my point. And they still threatened to cancel it last year as it was winning Best Comedy Series.
Well, it's just like I was talking to Gogol13 the other day, and he made the comment that he was like, I bet you any amount of money that if X-Files would have came out this year, Fox probably would have canceled it.
Yeah. Yeah, you make you wonder. They almost did cancel that show. They had a huge fan write-in on season 3 to keep the thing going, and thank goodness they did. But look what happened to Futurama, probably the funniest, one of the funniest primetime animations ever.
Well, there was a... There's
totally
a lot of
turded
them.
That thing, man.
Futurama, Space Above and Beyond, Harsh Realm, Millennium, Serenity.
I forgot about Millennium. That's
Millennium was awesome. That had
did anybody watch a series that was called Brimstone?
What? Brimstone?
I think I remember that. Brimstone.
No. Brimstone. Never heard of it.
I really liked that series.
Never heard of it.
I mean, that was like ages ago, and they canceled it right away.
Yeah, well, Millennium
was awesome. It was about this guy that was a cop. It was about this guy that was a cop, and he kills the guy that kills his wife, and he's sent to hell. And afterwards,
I did see this.
100-something guys from hell escape, and the devil uses him to catch them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That series was awesome.
No.
Go ahead.
You know
what?
There we
go.
That was really good. That was a really good show, and I forgot all about that.
You know what's very interesting about that?
What?
The whole plot of that show is exactly the same. Almost exactly the same as the plot for that game Painkiller on the PC.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot like Spawn, too, the comic book.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Last couple things. We got something from John Ribbon. He says, maybe somebody should start a fund to pay for Obsidian's MMORPG monthly fees. I'm thinking not.
Aww.
Well, the man has an idea there, you know.
You gotta, if you play, you got to get on my server. Tristan from Australia.
Because Scott wants to play with me.
Mate. Hey, Tristan wants to know what we think about Fears. Anybody played it?
Yeah. I have. I played the demo, and I have sitting here on my desk, thanks to one of the techs at work, a fully burned copy of the DVD edition of it.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Well, that's nice.
Fully
so
burned?
I got it. Yeah.
Legally it's acquired, I'm sure.
Of course.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. It, you know, we paid this girl was selling cookies and copies of Fear. So we just bought some cookies and we bought a game. Yeah.
She had her official.
Well,
official,
I am pleased to
reseller.
Tell the readers that are worried about my not being able to play games and stuff that I will be going to the United States next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be I'm going to be buying Half-Life, and I'm going to be I wish I could buy that game.
Is that why the U.S. is closing down next week?
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much
it. Tighten up your borders.
Well, they're worried about the ninjas.
Yeah. Well, he
is on the way.
He mentions a few other things like Black and White 2, Quake 4, Civilization 4. That isn't out yet.
Civ 4. Well, it's soon.
Is it coming out soon?
I never got into those.
I never got into those. I hate the turn-based thing. That's just me. I know there's a lot of Civ fans out there. I'm not big on the whole turn-based thing.
So what else are you not a fan of, Scott?
I'm not a fan of ending the show. What a segue. Because, listen, we got to do it, but I don't want to. Hold on. Before we do, though, next week is our big it's a little thing you ride around on. It's battery-powered.
It's about 15 pounds.
But, no, we want to have a Halloween special next week, and we're going to do it. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover stuff like our favorite Halloween movies and the crappiest ones we can think of. Trust me.
And then we're going to sit out in the pumpkin patch and wait for the great pumpkin.
That, and we're going to talk about our favorite scary video games, things like Silent Hill, Resident Evil, and perhaps I've just said them both and it won't matter and we won't do that segment. But anyway, those are pretty much it.
Silent Hill, the one that made you pee?
Yes, a little bit of pee came out. So there's that and much, much more. What I want from the listeners, if you guys are so inclined, is to send us audio mail talking about some of your most scary experiences. I want ghost stories. I want weird experiences. I don't want them too long. Try to keep them 30 seconds or less. But I want you to tell us what scares you and tell us experiences where you maybe saw ghosts and weird crap like that. That's what we want to play. So send in your audio comments. Send those files, MP3 files, to myextralife@gmail.com or call the Beef line 206-350-BEEF and leave your comments because we will play them. That's it. Another show is done. Are we good? Are we done?
Robot.
What? Who? When?
Why are you talking like a robot?
Hey, and guess what else? Before I say goodbye, we're going to lead out the show tonight with that two-minute mashup we did of show 51. So those who hadn't heard that, hopefully you enjoy that. If you like those, let me know by email because I'll keep doing them. They're kind of a little bit of work, but if you guys enjoy them, then I'll keep making them.
Scott's complaining.
That's my own little way of complaining. But Andrew, Brian, Obsidian, thanks for being here.
No problem, man.
Mark, over there across the hoo-ha from me, thanks for coming again.
No problem.
All right, and I will plan on seeing all you guys on our next show, and maybe a little something before that if we do a little mini-cast. I may have an interview this week. It's a surprise if I get it, so I won't say anything unless I do. I don't want anyone to get too excited about the name I may have secured. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, we'll see you next Tuesday for the big Halloween bash. Take it easy, and we'll see you then.
Basically, Spock is in heat.
How did you get a time machine, and how do you enjoy the future so far? Before I introduce the group, let me now introduce the group.
I think so.
Well, welcome to the program. We also have with us...
Well, thank you, Scott.
Oh, well, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm glad I can... Perspirate
there. I know. I don't get it.
Quick to the gay phone.
Quick to the gay phone.
No.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. Uh-huh. Paulo Marquez. Marquez?
Marquez.
Yeah, if they didn't get the circumcision before, they're getting it now. No, beat back the Nazi horde. It's an Audi. It may not be your belly button. I am tech. Bring me your women.
We're such idiots.
Gee, Paul, I think it's spreading to my genitalia. From a crappy Windows freaking giant spyware blob I have at work. Porn site, schmorn site. Where would it be set? What kind of gameplay would it involve? What visual style would be employed? Who would you play as?
Is that spy from EA?
No. He's blind. I can't speak. It's a bad combination.
You're holding it in the shade away from me.
Can you see that?
I can't see it from here,
All
man.
Right. Gosh dang it. It's for now on, it's Morellis Barzo.
So a couple of that. Says...
Where is Columbia? Tell us now, quickly, in a not boring way. Can it be done? Can it be done? The Russians need to go to hell. All right. He says, hi there. I'm Sean from Brazil. Is that his real name? Can that really be his real name? Do they have names like that down there? Yeah.
That's not gay at all.
The level of homosexuality would depend on the position I am in.
The Red Army has grown larger. Blah, 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 blah. And now watch a squirrel crawl up my butt. Oh, it's nice to know you're focusing on the show. Gosh dang it.
I am.
Camels have a smooth, fresh taste that doctors recommend. All right.
I need to drive.
I'm getting tea while I drive the lorry to the lift, and I need to use the loo.
Solo.
Two or three of the nicest human beings I've ever known in my life are as gay as French horns.
I look at internet.
We frogs don't like names other people can pronounce. Dude, this guy's probably 14 and has no idea that MacGyver was the guy that played O'Neill.
Angus.
Angus MacGyver?
I knew that.
That was the character's first name.
See, there's one right there. Those are the jokes that stick to me like I can't think of what.
The sound of your phone.
That's the story. That's the synopsis. Sounds like a big pile of poopy McCrapo hole.